I thank you, Lord, for these amazing pastors, these amazing women of God. I bless them in the name of the Lord. I bless their life. I bless their ministry. I bless their call. I thank you, Father God, for this next season of life. I see a map before you, and I see you're trying to figure out, because you have a few places you want to go, and it's like you're putting markers on the map because you wanted to see the most efficient way to go from here to there to there. And hear the Lord say, get ready, pack your bags, because you're about to travel. You're about to travel even more for me, says God. The Lord says, yes, that you have traveled some here and there domestically, but God says, I am even opening the doors of the nations to you, says God. I have deposited in you such an anointing that complements one another. That together, the Bible says, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. I see you going into places that some would say, this is a difficult place. And I see you come in, and all of a sudden, 10,000 go to flight. And there's going to be an ease to minister. God says, you're going to take the anointing that's in this house, because the mantle, because you are true sons and daughters, the mantle goes with you. That high, it's not just prophetic, it is very apostolic. God says, there's an increase. God says, God is going to turn up the heat. I see there's a turn up of heat in your prayer life and in your worship. And while you both may not be so extravagant in ways people show themselves off to the Lord, there's a great seriousness in your own personal lives with the Lord that is very deep. God's taking you by the hand and says, come a little deeper. Come a little deeper. It's about to get a little deeper, says the Lord. And you're going to know God in the greater depths. It's like Moses crying out, God, show me the glory. You know, God, I've experienced so much, but there's got to be more. You said, God, there's got to be more. God, I'm not content. I'm not satisfied. God, if this is it, I'm going to give up. God, there's got to be more. And God says, the time of more is coming. You too will be in the cleft of my rock, and that goodness will pass before you. And you too shall see my glory. And as you walk out of my presence unto others that I will send you, some will say to you, what's wrong with you? You're glowing. They will see a manifestation of God's glory. And the Lord says, Pastor Mark, you are a quiet man, but your words are great. Your words are big. God says, you're the type of person who doesn't have to speak long for a long period of time. God says, I'm going to give you occasions where all you're going to do is say one word, and that will be enough for that person. And I see him just drop right to the ground because it's the right word. I see your words are like the words in due season, like apples of gold and settings of silver. Don't worry that you don't speak a long time, or maybe you don't prophesy 10 minutes, because God says, you're a man of few words. The Lord says, that's wisdom. And in those few words, the lesser the words, the more powerful the anointing that's going to be found in those words. Get ready for the Lord says, this season your life is going to kick up another notch. God's cranking the fire a little hotter. And you're going to feel it. And you're going to know that it's my signal to you that now's the time, now's the season. And I'm the one that's going to open up those doors for you. Yes, you will travel these nations, but many will be the nations your feet tread upon, says the Lord.